Hey, this is Martin Kessler with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is coming up, but first I want to tell you a little bit about our upcoming show. The NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments are coming up, but did you know that the players won't be the only ones competing? The referees are also trying to advance to the Final Four. We'll take a closer look at that race. Also, Brittany Diamond is a 23-year-old woman who likes to lift cars and, quote, disgustingly big dumbbells. Only a Game's Karen Given profiles the strongman competitor who believes the sport empowers women. We'll also speak to Randy Wayne White, author of Cuba Straits, the 22nd novel in the Doc Ford series. This one features an attempt to smuggle a Cuban baseball player into the United States, which is how it landed on Bill's desk. All that and more coming up on this week's Only a Game. In this week's commentary, Major League Baseball's hit leader, Pete Rose, has applied to be reinstated to the good graces of the game. Rose was banned in 1989 for betting on games while he was managing the Cincinnati Reds. Commissioner Rob Manfred has said he'll take Rose's application under consideration, but Bill Littlefield has some factors for Rose to consider.
Dear Pete Rose, let's think this through. When you and I and about 30 other guys with microphones and notebooks last spoke, it was a warm June afternoon during the 2014 season in Bridgeport, Connecticut. You seem to be enjoying your one-night stand as manager of the minor league Bridgeport Bluefish.
How's this different than when I managed the Reds? When I managed the Reds, I had pants on. Baseball pants.
Good one, R-Man. Sure enough, your uniform that night was a Bluefish jersey and dark slacks. Seems weird. Had the Bluefish sprung for the whole package, it might have brought some serious eBay action. Anyway, you weren't there to talk about whether you'd ever be unbanned from baseball, but when one of the writers brought it up, you were cooperative.
The ban's going to outlive me. I wish I could be 113 applying for reinstatement, but I'm going to tell you again, I'm the one that screwed up, so I'm not sitting here whining about being reinstated. You guys brought that up. If I'm ever reinstated, I won't need a third chance, believe me.
Okay, but would you want that third chance? Pete, this country loves an outlaw. People also love a gambler, and as your steady work signing balls and bats and whatever else anybody totes to the table where you sit in Las Vegas for 4 hours each day has demonstrated, lots of them love you. They step away from the slot machines, however briefly, to take selfies with you. Greater love hath no fan. You're the Major League hit leader, and you're not in the Hall of Fame. Sure, shoeless Joe Jackson of the Black Sox isn't in there either, though he's one of the game's most accomplished batters. But, Pete, you're at the top of the hit parade, and your transgressions render you 10 times the rogue Jackson was. Consider the possibility that all this is working for you. If the ban were revoked and you were elected to the Hall, you'd no longer be the cause of one of baseball's great debates. You'd be just one more great former player. Where's the panache in that?
You can link to Bill's commentary at onlyagame.org. And don't forget to find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagamenpr.